one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to that passage of Scripture over in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. This passage finds its way into the Bible in three very definite and plain places. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy is the forget-me-not book, but the people forgot God anyhow. I want to speak to the men in Radio Land and the men and boys in this church. Now, the first thing in the way of human life that was ever made was a man. God originated man. And I believe that man was made just like the Bible said. I don't think he started off as a tadpole. I don't think he started off as a little mud cell. He lives in the mud, a good deal look like, but he had to go back to the mud. He wasn't made in the mud. And told us about this experiment, the narcotic institution that got a monkey addicted to dope. And to me, it's kind of a pitiful thing that when they'd come with their needle, the little monkey'd come up and, if he got addicted, and throw up his arm, said, "Give me my shot. I want some dope." But you know what? You never know, and you've never heard of a monkey getting on dope unless some man had been monkeying with him. I mean, a monkey's got too much sense. I mean, did you know that man is the highest form of God's creation and yet lives the lowest of any creation? That's just the truth. And listen, the thing is, I was interested about that when that monkey was brought off of that dope, no doubt he went through some withdrawal. I mean, he suffered. But when he got off of that stuff and he saw him come back around with a needle, do you think he showed up? He went over in the opposite part of the cage and said, "I've had it. I mean, y'all just keep that filth. Don't stick no more of those needles in me. Now I'm delivered." I've got deliverance from that stuff, see? And yet, man never gets delivered unless he gets to Jesus. Never does. A monkey can. A monkey just come off of it and you separate him from it for a while and he said, "I'm not going to be as crazy as people and get back on it." And yet we talk about man coming from a monkey. We talk about man coming from an ape. There's no form of creation on the face of this earth that's as sorry as man, or as mean as man, without God. I said without God. And tonight, fellas, I'm going to have to drop the hammer on me and on you. This world is in the end time, final stages of decay because of men, not women. God bless their hearts. I feel sorry for them. There's many a broken-hearted woman in this city and across this land. And I'll promise you this, that the women never did smoke until the men got them started. Fact is, I think the men could make the women stop smoking today if the men would just be men. And I don't know of a woman anywhere that wouldn't like to be married to a real man. I mean, just somebody that'd stand and be decent and godly and respectable and honest and upright. I just believe most any woman would like to have a husband like that. But you know, I got news for you, dear sisters. You won't find one like that anymore unless he's been in touch with heaven. I know of no man that you can trust these days or any other days that hasn't given his heart to Jesus. Because Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, that dwells no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. And then he said, make no provisions for the flesh. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. You pray for me tonight because there are a lot of things on my heart I want to say. In the third verse, 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Now then, he said, I want to prove to you right now in the book of Deuteronomy, in this day in which he had that recorded, he said, I want you to know that man cannot live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Now I want you to start off with me tonight, fellas. No man is really living tonight in this city unless he's living by the word of the Lord. Same thing Jesus said, the words that I speak unto thee, they're what? Spirit and life. I came that you might have life. How? Through the word. Through the word. Why, he said, speak the word only. He'll be all right. He sent his word and healed them. The word of God in the book of Proverbs shall become health to your flesh. F-L-E-S-H, flesh. I believe the health book is the Bible. I believe the health food's found in the Bible. I read again the dietary laws of the Bible today. And I'll guarantee you they still hold to. God didn't tell us to eat this bunch of scavenger animals that's running loose in the country to eat up the dead stuff on earth, and yet man got to eat them. And that's the reason he's got cancer. That's the reason he's so sick tonight. We've gone away from God's plan. God's got a plan for the home, a plan for the church, a plan for the individual. He's got a plan for eating. He's got a plan for sleeping. He's got a plan for drinking. He's got a plan for everything. And when you get out of order with God, you've asked for it, and Mother Nature is sure going to send the bill. You put her down, Mother Nature will send the bill every time. You can violate some things, and you can get by the FBI, and you can get by the police and the sheriff, and but I'll guarantee you'll never get by God and Mother Nature. You can violate these physical laws if you want to, but I'll guarantee you the bill's coming. The bill's coming. Now then, turn with me, please. You know, these are twin verses, and all the time I've read the Bible, I never did connect them until today. You know, that's the reason I just got to keep reading every day. I just wouldn't ever learn anything, because I know so little now. And I've just got to learn a lot more. That's the reason I'm memorizing one chapter every 30 days, see? And I mean the rest of my life. I want to memorize one chapter every 30 days. And I'm going to hide it away in my heart and my life. I can go to bed and don't turn on the light. I can quote chapter after chapter. I go to sleep at night usually quoting a chapter. And I tell you, it's just wonderful. You know, the psalmist said, now lay me down in peace and sleep. And I got to think about that. What is that? That's Jesus. I lay me down in Jesus and go to sleep. Because he's our peace. The Bible said so. Thou keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. What did he say? He'll keep in perfect peace if you keep your mind on what? The word of God. People running races to drugstores, taking a bunch of these dope pills called tranquilizers and sleeping pills and all that kind of junk. Well, come on, Christian friends. We have no right to lean on a bunch of junk like that. Amen? Listen, if God's alive today, let's prove it. He said man cannot live but bread alone. Now then, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, it's written. Now then, there's a contest going on. There's a real contest. The battle of Armageddon's raging. I mean, this is where Jesus had his Armageddon, right here. I mean, as soon as Jesus got out of the baptistry, he was led up of the Spirit. And brother, when you get out of the baptistry, you ought to be led up by the Spirit. That's right. And don't you think, I hear people say, well, Brother Roloff, you know, I tell you, I really been surprised. I really been said, you know, since I give my heart to Jesus, said, I mean, it's been rough. I mean, I thought it'd be a lot easier. No, you just got in the war. I mean, you just really got in the battle. You was dead till then. I mean, you just volunteered. I mean, you just got recruited. You just put on the uniform, and then you thought the devil wasn't going to shoot at you? Well, I tell you, the devil's not dead, neither's God dead. But he's being tested after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was what? Afterward, hungry. He got hungry after the fast was over. And so, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it's written. Now you want to notice, he said in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4 and 4, that's right, 4:4. Brother, that's the 44s that the Lord, that Jesus used. You know, I've been interested in locating 44s. You know, when I was a kid, people had an old 44, you know, big old pistol. Had a big old 44. Boy, I thought that's the biggest gun ever made or ever would be made. And people say, look at that 44. Well, brother, I tell you, we got some 44s. You know, there's a 44 in 1 John 4:4. That he that's in you is greater than he's in the world. That's my 44. And look here, Jesus pulled a 44 on him, didn't he? He really did. He pulled his 44 out and said, it's written. It's written. And he said that, and listen, when Jesus Christ shot the devil 3 times with his 44, I guarantee that wound him up. Man, he beat it through the bushes and headed for hell's doctor. That's right. He said, man, I'm telling you, I got the worst end of that. And dear friend, I want you to know this. The devil is a defeated foe today. He cannot, you know, I've got a friend here in the service tonight, and he gave me a little card. He's from up in the Chattanooga way, Signal Mountain. I like this. Preventing crime by presenting Christ. Well, that's the only answer to crime. You know what makes a criminal out of a man? The devil! Sin! That lovely little old couple got up here having a good time with God's people. Why, the thing that led them into trouble was sin. Sin, the devil. Listen, the devil's the daddy of everything bad in this city. You know, I went down in all these white buildings you got down here. I got to thinking, my, at the millions of dollars you got to spend. You talk about a crime bill, we've got it. You talk all those offices. I went into a number of them today. You think of the money that we're spending mopping up after the liquor crowd. I saw those fellas out the jail, and they said, and they just said, listen, could you help me get off of cigarettes and liquor? I mean, if you could have, that's my only trouble. Said I could. I said, no, that's a result of your trouble. Your trouble, you don't know Jesus. He said, could you take me off? You take me off somewhere and keep me about a year. Said, take me a year and just get me off away from it. And said, I just wish I could get around nothing but Christian people. And if I could just get around God's people and be around nobody but God's people. Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a hard place to find, isn't it? I mean, the devil got his young'uns running loose everywhere, hadn't he? But I'm thankful to God we've got homes, and I tell you, the devil don't hang around there, because he'll fight all he can through the people that come there. But once they get the victory, out goes the devil. And it's a place of clean living and consecrated, dedicated living. So Jesus said 3 times, it is written, it is written, it is written in Matthew 4, Luke 4, and defeated the devil. Now go with me, please, to the book of Genesis chapter 1. We better find out where this fella came from. I mean, did man actually, was he made by the Lord? Let's see what he said. Verse 26, chapter 1, and God said, there it is again. Did you know that every time you read the word, thus saith the Lord, or God said, you know what that is? That's Jesus. He's God's word. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And every time you look in the Bible, it said, and God said, that's Jesus. That's Jesus right there. That's what God said. I mean, the Bible said over in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, God has spoken unto us in these last days how? By His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, that's one reason I love this book is because all of it is Jesus. I mean, that's just the Lord. I mean, that's it. It's Jesus. And so, He said, and God said, let us make man, how? In our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female, created He them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Now, man got off to a good start because God made him in His own image. And God breathed into man the breath of life. That's God's breath. And he became a living soul. Man is different from anything that's ever been created. Now, sorry to say, and at least by faith and in sight, you can see that man has lost the image of God. So therefore, Jesus came and died that we might regain the image of God. And I can only be like my Heavenly Father as Jesus makes me like that. And every man without Christ in his heart bears no image of God tonight. Somebody came into me, my daddy went to be with the Lord, and somebody said, Lester, one of my cousins said, I tell you, one of my nephews said, you're just like Uncle Harry. You look just like your dad. Well, I'm supposed to favor my dad. He's my daddy. And I can see it myself. I guarantee I look in the mirror and reminds me of my dad. Time and tide wait for no man. And fellas, what we do, we better get at right now. And I believe, and this is my hope, that as I grow older, I may not hit as many licks, but I ought to hit a better lick and a straighter lick for God. And I've been memorizing a portion of the 91st Psalm. They that be planted in the house of the Lord shall do what? They shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to prove or to show that the Lord is upright and there's no unrighteousness in Him. You know, one of the reasons I want to be a Christian, I'm glad I'm a Christian, is that when I get old and a little more wrinkled and more bald and the world says, I don't believe I could use you, God says, I won't forsake you in the time of old age. I'll be with you. I'm glad. My dad used to kid me. He said, because I was sort of the clown in the family, see, and I kept something going all the time. Sometimes it's the wrong thing, and he had to set me straight. But, I mean, I caused a good deal of laughing around our place, and my daddy said, son, I tell you, I believe you're going to be an actor. Sure as the world. I believe you're going to turn out to be a clown. But listen, I'm glad that I found something that I don't have to act about. This is real. I mean, it's changed my life. Of course, later on, he found out that it was real, too. My daddy used to come hear me preach. He'd sit over there by my mother. And, oh, when I'd lambast that Prince Albert tobacco that he had in his pocket. And every once in a while, if he prospered, he'd get a package of Chesterfields, you know. And that's back before the doctors came out against them, see. That's before everybody got warned about how this died. 600 people die with cancer every day, you see. And so, because of cigarettes and tobacco. And I don't understand, I really don't understand how in the world we can continue to license or legalize anything that'll kill as many people as being killed. We haven't got enough sense to fill a thimble. I mean, why in the world anything that's as deadly and as damnable and as diseased, sharing as that thing is. But you know what? Our trouble is the men, folks. I thought I had something here. Yeah, here it is right here. You can't believe this, but it's so. I don't want to believe it. 35 years ago, if he'd said that, they'd have defrocked him. They'd kicked him plumb out of his denomination. But there's a lot of strange things going on today in the name of religion. I want you to know this. Notice this. This came to me. Drink together and stay sober. Advice to parents. And since it's in the paper, I'll just read it to you. Controversial, perhaps, but far from wrong. According to Bishop, who contends that tolerance of alcohol and intemperance in its use don't always go hand in hand. And he said that the families ought to get together in the living room and drink together. We ought to reduce the drinking age to 18 for boys. This is Bishop. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the devil's bishop. I tell you, we need to expose a bunch of outfits like that. What do you expect of the people when so-called preachers with the clergyman's clothes on gets up and begins to recommend drinking for the people, and yet he goes on to say, notice in the same article, each alcoholic affects the lives of at least 20 people around him, his family, friends, and business associates. He also says that elaborating on American drinking habits, said 2 out of 3 adults drink at least occasionally. 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 adults are drinking liquor today. Now then, he's recommending that those adults get that liquor and take it home and get those little children and teach them while they're little bitty fellas. And already they've come out recommending that they teach temperance in the schools. Teach little children. Just like one got up, I think, in this area. And he said, liquor, alcohol is God's gift to man. Well, man, that guy's going backwards. That's the devil's gift to man. And I'm only preaching like our forefathers preached and like our righteous men preached and like the old prophets preached a long time ago. In it biteth like a serpent, stingeth like an adder, and whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. They had to put on an enlargement campaign in hell to take care of the business of liquor when they began to drink. You'd say you don't believe that? It's old Bob Jackson many years ago, back in the days of the saloons, and I like to give some of these things because there was a time when preachers really stood. I mean, they said this nation was clean and mounted something, and they could pray through, and they could stop a war, too. They could stop a war like 1980. They stopped the war like that when the women started praying. America got in 1918, November 11th, the thing came to a screeching halt, didn't it? Why? I tell you, we had a bunch of prayer closet mamas. They wasn't sitting down in the beauty parlor smoking a cigarette and getting a new wig or getting a new color on the top, brother. Praise God. They were praying. And we need women like that today. We'd have them like that if you men put your feet down and act like men instead of casting milk toast. Stay with me now. We need this message tonight. This nation needs. We need some men tonight. You turn. Old Bob Jackson sent a letter into the preacher, and a gift was in it of $50. Boy, that's a pretty big gift back in those days. He sent a big gift. And the secretary said to the preacher, a man of God said, we got $50 from Bob Jackson and his liquor store. And he said, hand it to me. So he got in his car and drove down to the place and walked in and said, Mr. Jackson, I'm so-and-so. He said, yes, I just sent you a gift for your work. I believe in what you're doing. He said, I just brought it back to you. Ain't that stupid? That's what the world says. The world says, he said, I can't take that. Bob Jackson said, I'd like to know why you can't take it. I want to help some things that are good. He said, Mr. Jackson, they had to put on an enlargement campaign in hell because of your business. And he said, I can't take it. Old Bob Jackson looked at that preacher and said, look here, preacher. You ought not to say anything you couldn't back up with the scripture. But he said, will you be at church tonight and I'll preach on it? And he said, I'll be there. He put on his Sunday clothes and shined his shoes and sat down in the church. And the preacher got up and said, tonight I call your attention to the 5th chapter of the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Verse 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the vial, the tabret and pipe and wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure. There it is. They had to have an enlargement campaign in hell because of the liquor traffic. And yet the preachers are hand in hand, many of them, with the liquor business today. They vote wet, they live wet, and they have no convictions, but I'll promise you one thing. When this old nation started out, every man of God stood flat-footed against the liquor traffic. Every man of God. When I started preaching, you couldn't find any kind of a preacher in any of our communities that wouldn't take a stand against liquor traffic. And if I came up in election, he'd go vote a dry ticket.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. Our message today is entitled, A World Decaying Because of Man. If you'd like to receive this message on a CD, ask for offer number RO3406. To help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of $10. We'd also like to have today's date and the call letters to this radio station. Here's the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. To use your credit card, call toll-free 1-800-772-7507. The July offer for the month is a music CD called A Message in Song. The uniqueness of this CD is it's all songs that were recorded at a revival Brother Roloff was holding. The Family Altar Quartet was also singing some of the songs that you hear, such as I'll Have a New Body, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning, Oh, What a Savior, and many, many more. To receive this CD, ask for offer number
3678. And to help with postage and shipping, we ask for at least $10. Now, order by credit card, dial toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And be sure to check the website now. That's www.roloff.org. And you'll find some interesting facts on that particular website. So now the offer today is a message and song, the offer number 3678, and include $10. We want to reach out to you to help us during the summer months as we hesitate in dropping some radio stations, but we're just about forced to do so. We need to hear from you today. Call us at 1-800-772-7507 or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. This is Gene Price speaking for the staff, wishing you a wonderful day. Looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by Blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole. By the waters of Blue Galilee, they sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be. For no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole. By the waters of Blue Galilee,